This is Clarissa Cox. Today's date is November 5th, 2011. It is 1:40 p.m. and I am conducting an interview with Peggy Federhoff for Quilters SOS Save Our Stories, a project of the Alliance for American Quilts. Peggy and I are at the International Quilt Festival in Houston. Peggy, can you tell me about the quilt you brought here today?
This is my latest quilt that has been traveling in competitions. It's called Transitions, and the reason it's called Transition is because I recently retired, only I didn't stay retired because I don't deal with it very well. But it's machine made, it's all hand quilted. I personally consider it some of my best work. It's won a best of show in Lowell, Massachusetts, a first place in Georgia. It's won 2 hand quilting awards in Vermont and Dallas.
Was there any particular inspiration for creating this quilt?
No, like I said, I have, I laughed at your question, do you have a design wall? I had my upstairs, my son and my brother took the wall out of a couple of bedrooms, and I have a very large studio with 3 design walls. And my inspiration is fabric. So I just start putting fabric on the design wall and move it around, and that's how I create designs.
How did you get started quilting?
Well, I think because I have a basis in sewing. I have sewn since I was 12 years old. I used to sew all my own clothes. I had a very professional wardrobe doing suits out of Vogue patterns. And then at some point, I have 4 children, and I raised them, put myself through college while they were growing up, got into IT, and once the children were grown, I needed something to do. Too much time on my hands, so I took up quilting. The book that probably inspired me the most was a book called Watercolor Quilts by Pat Margaret and Donna Slauser. And it basically, and if you look at the book here, you'll see there's 2 watercolor quilts in the text of Lone Star 3. Deidre Amston from England was the one who started it. And then that really inspired me because it was like putting a Monet painting together for me. So when I do quilts, there's hundreds if not thousands of fabrics. I have lots of fabric, very small pieces. I usually don't buy more than, say, 1/4 to 1/3 of a yard. And I have thousands of fabrics that I've collected. I started in 95. The quilt that's in the book called Floral Phantasma was the first quilt I ever hand quilted. And I hung it in the show here, and they gave me a special award for it for color. So that was my first award, my first quilt in the show. And I said, this one is the latest one to be traveling, the Transitions. So I'm still quilting and entering shows.
Did anyone in your family particularly inspire you to start sewing when you were 12?
Not really. My mother didn't sew that much. She didn't make clothes. But I do have a grandmother who was a quilter. But she didn't live anywhere near us. I think my mother and I, the original quilt that we made in the 60s, I made one and my mother made one. And I still have my mother's, and it's sort of pink and it has my maternity clothes in it, fabric from them. But I believe we sent those quilts to Plumville, Pennsylvania, which was where a group of ladies quilted. And my grandmother was a member of that. I have one of her quilts, but most of her quilts are gone. But she used to do a lot of handwork, but she didn't teach it to me. So, my mother wasn't a quilter. She wasn't a sewer.
So did you mostly learn from books?
Yeah, I'm pretty much a book person. So if I want to learn something, I pick up a book and teach myself. So I've taken a few classes over the years, but nothing. I took a John Flynn hand quilting class one time. But the lady who was with me, Jan Thompson, really taught me more than anybody else did. She was, I met her in a quilt shop and she lived in my neighborhood. So she probably taught me a little bit about hand quilting, but that's it. Not so much my mother.
So you would say that's more your friendships that helped you build technique rather than your family?
I think it's more my own inspiration. Mm-hmm. I'm very much, like I said, if I see something that I want to learn, I'll buy a book on it. And I tend to buy books that are different, not your standard quilting books, because my quilts aren't standard. They're, you know, very unusual, very original. They have a traditional basis, but they look more like art quilts.
How do you decide what fabrics to use in a particular spot in the quilt?
I just, as I said, I just play with the fabrics on the wall, or I'll take some concept like diamonds, and this one has diamonds, but, you know, and then try it. I try and make things more complicated and then break them back down so that I can, you know, do something different with them. To do the standard traditional quartz with just little blocks, just it's kind of boring, but I just try and find something original in it that I can do.
What's your favorite part about quilting?
Probably the color design and the movement. It's very important to me to see movement in a quilt. And if you ever see somebody stand in front of my quilts, their hands will be going in these circular directions because they're usually, the designs are relatively complex. And I have a very logical, mathematical type of mind. As I work in IT, I have more an engineering type of background in networks. And I think my quilts reflect that. So I may see a design, and I usually like the most complicated designs. I don't like the simplest ones. And that's just the way I look at it. And I like very vivid colors. I don't usually deal in blasé or beigey, browny colors. That's not my thing.
Do you work with any textiles outside of quilts? Do you still sew?
No. Once I gave up sewing my clothes and started with quilts, that's pretty much all I do. I used to crochet at one time, but I don't even do that. I haven't done that in years. So quilting is still pretty much, if I'm going to be working on sewing, I'm going to be quilting.
How many hours per week would you say you spend quilting?
Well, when I was working full-time, I used to spend, and I had a project like this, I'd spend maybe 3 hours at night and maybe 8 to 10 hours on the weekends and each Friday and Saturday. I'm not as dedicated as that. Like, this quilt took 5 years because I wasn't that dedicated. The two quilts that are in the Lone Star 3 book, I did the one quilt in 18 months and the other one in 2 years. And that's a lot of work. I don't quilt that much, that heavily anymore. It bothers my hands, my back, and so I don't spend as much time quilting as I used to, you know.
So have you gotten any of your family members to start sewing and quilting?
Well, my daughter, I taught her to sew when she was quite young. She actually works in the garment industry. She's in production and accessories. In fact, she just got a job in a uniform company here in Houston, and there aren't very many manufacturing companies here in Houston. And she's thinking about coming back to Houston right now. She's in Los Angeles, in Long Beach, California, actually. But she's worked in the garment industry, and a lot of that came from me, you know, from the sewing. And she's a much better sewer than I am. And we did one small project together, which she has, a wall quilt that we did together. But she works a lot. But yeah, she does. And I have 3 sons, so they don't sew. No. My daughter does, not my sons.
So you're from Houston?
No, I was born in Pennsylvania, a little town called Gibsonia outside of Pittsburgh. But I grew up in Niagara Falls, New York. But I have been in Houston since 1974.
Okay, so when you started quilting, you were in Houston?
Yes, yeah.
Do you find that any part of your community here has inspired your quilting?
Well, like I said, meeting Jan, and then Jan introduced me to the quilt industry, you know, where there was quilters' guilds and bees and quilt shops, and I didn't really know a lot of that before then, so It had a lot to do with my friendship with her, and then, of course, I know a lot of quilters now. I belong to a quilt guild. I was even president of one for a while, but, yeah, I know a lot of people. And I travel to quilt shows, especially when I have a quilt hanging in a show. And I've competed, you know, all over the country. I haven't gone to any international shows, but I'm planning to do that since I'm not working. I want to go to some international shows.
What parts of quilting do you find frustrating?
For me, sometimes I get stuck on a concept and trying to figure out where I'm going to go with it. And when I do that, I just have to walk away from it, leave it alone, and it's like it sorts its way out in my brain. Like right now, I have a quilt top that's totally complete, basted, and I have started quilting it, but I don't have the quilting design down where I want to go with it. So it's sitting there right now until I figure out what my next step is. So there's just times when you have to wait till you get, you know, what's the next step. You just have to wait for that. It's the creative process.
Do you only make quilts for walls?
No, I have a quilt on my bed that I made when I first moved in the house. I have made a few quilts for my family. I'm not a fast quilter. So probably in 15 years I've made 25 quilts, if I've made that many. I just don't make a lot of quilts. I spend more time on one quilt. I have made my three sons each a quilt. I made myself do that. I think the year I retired I made myself do that. My oldest son used to have a love of Texas, so he got one with all the Texas themes, at horses and Indians and Western. The second son is very much into jiu-jitsu, and he's married to a Brazilian, so his had, I couldn't find very much jiu-jitsu fabric, but I did put a Brazilian flag on it for his wife. Then the youngest son is single, so his had women and cars and coffee and gambling and, you know, things that young men do. And I have made a couple from a grandchildren. The last one I made was for Stefano, who is Robert, that's my middle son. His dad said he liked ABCs and what was the other thing? Some kind of toy that he liked. So that's what his quilt is in, yellows and greens, and it has all his ABCs and lettering on it. But I had to put a Dallas Cowboy thing on it, which was blue, which was really hard to do, but we managed a block of Dallas Cowboys.
Let's see. What do you think makes a great quilt?
I think there's a lot of great quilts. So when you say, what do you think makes a great quilt? To me, it's a combination of things. I like original ideas, but I expect very good workmanship. I enjoy art quilts if they are done well. But if they're very casually thrown together, I don't enjoy them as much as one that's well done. I'm fascinated by all the different techniques, and just watching this show, compared to what the show was when I first hung it in 98, completely different show. You know, in 98, hand quilting still dominated. Now, art quilts, machine quilting dominates. Very different concepts, and they do things with machine quilting that I could never do. I like it. You know, I like all the aspects of it. I just don't care for something that has very poor workmanship in it. And I do like to see original ideas and new things, because, you know, some things have been around for years and years, and I enjoy looking at them, don't get me wrong, but it's not something I would ever do.
How would you classify, like, what kind of quilts would you classify the kinds that you make?
To me, they're very contemporary quilts. They have a traditional basis, but they have a lot of an art quilt look to them. Mm-hmm. You know, when you say quilts to a lot of people, they think of their, you know, their grandmother's quilts. And my quilts don't fit in that category. They're very contemporary. They're artistic. They're very bright. You know, so they tend toward more art quilts, and they tend to be large. I don't normally do very small pieces. I'm trying to convince myself to do that, but I haven't been very good at it. Like the quote, one of the quotes that's in the book said 96 by 96. This one's 86 by 86. So I have gotten a little smaller, you know.
So what was the first quilt you made like?
Well, that was the one that my mother and I made when I was, you know, in my 20s and had little kids. And it was a, I don't know, what do they call it? Like a dinner plate type of thing. I don't remember the design.
Like Dresden plates?
Yeah, something like that, you know. And it's, like I said, it has a combination of polyester fabrics because that's what maternity clothes were made of in those days. I was making all my maternity clothes. And the one I made was very green. It had lots of greens in it. And the one mother made was very pink. And I still have the pink one, but the kids lost the green one. But that it was a very, very traditional, you know, typical Dresden plate type of clothes. What about that? But yeah, they were just very traditional. And then I never made another quilt for, you know, till 95. It's a long time.
When did you first start? When did you have a studio first? When did that happen?
That came with this house, which I bought this house 10 years ago. Despite the fact that I have sewn since I was 12, I never had my own sewing room. When I was raising the children, they had to listen to a sewing machine in the background of the television because Mom was usually got it running a sewing machine in the background. But now I have, you know, that studio was probably built maybe 8 years ago. And it's custom. It's got all these walnut, there's 58 shell, you know, drawers in it. The guy laughed at me when he bought the drawer fronts. It's all done in oak. It's got a custom cabinet. All the tables are designed for a very short woman, so that everything's interchangeable. You can move it apart and take it. My brothers are very good carpenters, and one of them came from Florida and helped my son build it. But yeah, it's custom designed. He even designed my ironing table is 2 feet by 4 feet, and when you flip it over, it's a light box underneath. So it's very well put together. There's something everywhere in that room that's designed. And then there's a cabinet on the wall for all the ribbons that I've won. So yeah, it's a neat room. People are very impressed when they come see it. It's like you see in the magazines, you know, that kind of stuff. But I waited a long time for it.
I earned it.
It's called it. I paid for it.
So what is your creative process like when you decide to create a new quilt?
With me, it's that you're walking around with ideas in your head, or you're making sketches, or you're doodling. And like I said, to me, fabric's the inspiration. Like, I don't create fabric. I don't dye fabric. I see a fabric that appeals to me, and I buy it. These days, I only buy for a project because I just have so much fabric. But it's the fabric that's the inspiration most of the time.
Have you taught classes?
No, I'm not. I don't teach. It's a great skill, not mine. Mm-hmm. No.
Has your quilt making impacted your family in any way?
I'll tell you this story. This is my favorite story. When you have three sons, they live. Two of them are in Dallas. All three of them were at Dallas at the time. The other quilt that's in the book called Sphere, it won Best of Show in Dallas. And I had a hard time convincing my sons that they needed to go see their mother's quilt. Up to that time, you know, Mom just sews, you know, no big deal. And walk in the door, there's your quilt hanging up for all the world to see, and it wins first place. My sons were very impressed. They now think of their mother and her quilts as more respect and more important. Let's put it that way. the phrase they used probably should not be repeated, but they were impressed about their mother's quilt winning first place in Dallas and walking in the show and seeing it, you know. They kind of got the message that mom actually does pretty good stuff, you know.
Have you ever used quilting to get through a difficult point in your life?
I think transitions is that.
Yeah.
I like to work. For me to stop working has been difficult. In fact, I just went back and took a job for 4 months over here at El Paso in downtown Houston in IT. And my old boss called me up and said, would you like to come back to work? I said, yes, absolutely. This is hard for me. The first time, and that's probably a lot of what the quilting, the first time when the children, I realized children were gone, you call it empty nest syndrome, that's when I took up quilting. And then this quilt is very much, I finished it after I retired. That's why it's called transitions. It does impact your life. There's things like this too.
Are there any particular artists who have influenced you?
Oh, there's lots of people that I admire in this industry. Paula Chatelain's work just I think is phenomenal. She's and she paints. You know, she doesn't really piece. I love her work. That was a new step for quilting, and I think her work is just really spectacular. Libby Lehman's a very good quilt artist. You know, Carol Breyer Fallard. All the quilters that you know that are just well known that hang in these shows. You get so you recognize their work. I would love my work to be that, where somebody would look at it and say, hey, that's a Peggy Federhoff, you know. But my quilting's not at that stage. So it's really interesting to be able to walk up to a piece and say, I know who made it before I look at the... Because then people really, really know your work and respect it, and I think that's neat. I would love to go see Deidre Amstead's work in London, and I hope to get to do that because watercolor quilts was what inspired me, and I have the only book she ever published. So hopefully one day I'll get to London and get to see hers.
So what do you think about the importance of quilts in everyday American life today?
Oh, I think all quilters... I think all quilters are inspired by what went on in the past. My quilts are that way. You know, there's a traditional block log cabin. There's a diamond shape. Even though I don't make traditional quilts, I still like to look at them. And I like to see what somebody did in them that was original or different and, you know, what their interpretation of it was. And when you look at what quilts have been over the years, from very utilitarian, where, you know, it's keeping somebody warm, to the art quilts of today, it's quite a tradition. It's very interesting. It has a lot of history, and there's a lot to read and find out about people who have quilted over the years.
So what quilt groups do you belong to?
Right now, I'm a member of the Woodlands Area Quilt Guild. I'm a member of IQA. I'm a member of the AQS, and I have a quilt in the National Quilt Museum in Paducah, Kentucky, that's traveling, that just got printed in that book, Orange Peel. So it's in a traveling exhibit for 2 years. So I'm a member of all those organizations.
You said you have a piece in a museum. What do you think makes a piece worthy of being in a museum?
Again, I'd start with technique.
Okay.
I want to see the quality of the workmanship in a quilt in a museum. I would like to think that it's very well done. It's the best of whatever it is, whether that's a traditional quilt or an art quilt, but that it is well done, well thought out. The artist has put a lot of effort into making it.
Have Has technology inspired you in any way in quilting?
Oh, I think so, yeah. And I'm always looking for new tools, new ideas. I have a huge collection of tools and rulers and, you know, anything that I think is new that I might like. All the things they're doing with the machines. I would love to be a machine quilter. I'm just not very good at it at this stage. I'm good at piecing, but I'm not good at machine quilting. But I'm still trying to learn. And all the new things that they come out with the sewing machines as well as the hand tools. If you're going to be good at something, you need good tools. So any technology improvement in how you make quilts is a great idea.
So what are your favorite techniques and materials to use?
I pretty much sew with cottons with quilts. I love silk, and I do have a collection of silk to make quilts. I just haven't got around to it at this stage. I like natural fibers. Anytime when I had sewn when I was younger, it was cotton, silk, and wool. I shouldn't say that because the first one was polyester. That was the 60s. Today, I wouldn't use polyester. Even the batting should try and stay with the more natural fibers. The longevity is better, the handling is better. But right now, mostly cottons.
So how do you preserve your quilts?
To begin with, most of my quilts are competition quilts, and they're not even washed. So they're kept on a bed, or they're folded up if the children are visiting. But I don't have that many. Again, I don't have a lot of quilts. Now, the ones I make for the kids are very washable. You know, for the grandchildren or my children, yeah, they're put in a washing machine and they're washed. They have to be sturdy for grandchildren. You can't expect somebody to take care of it. So, but for these quilts, no, these quilts don't go anywhere. They're in my home. They aren't washed a lot. Not like that.
How do you balance your time between job and quilt making?
Well, when I was in IT, I used to build computer networks, and I traveled quite a bit. And I laughingly would say that it was cheaper than a psychiatrist, because the job would be very stressful, and that's why I think I hand quilted, because I really find it very relaxing, and you have something quite interesting to show for it when it's done. So I've always liked that aspect. I will always hand quilt, even if I do learn how to machine quilt. I will always hand quilt because I like the relaxation that's involved, the peace and quiet to it. And you can keep your hands busy while you're, you know, watching television or something. I don't sit well without keeping my hands busy.
So, what do you think somebody looking at this quilt might conclude about you?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I think with art in general, that people look at things and base it on their own beliefs in life rather than mine. Hopefully, it's all good, but art is a personal sort of thing. So I think it's quite, you know, people can look at it and see very different things.
Well, I think I'm out of questions. Do you have anything you wanted to add?
No, not in particular. I'm kind of familiar with your organization, so I do know what you do.
I'd like to thank Peggy for allowing me to interview her today for the Quilters SOS Save Our Stories Oral History Project. Our interview concluded at 2:09 p.m.